guys. Welcome to today's episode of the Lifting Lindsay podcast. Today's episode is going to be another Fun Fact Friday. And the whole point of this was to share a fun fact that was like 10 or 15 minutes. And I think so far I have never kept it to 10 to 15 minutes. So I'm doing something that's kind of like mind-blowing for me. I'm actually writing podcast notes to follow. Okay, guys. Do you know what's really funny? I was talking to a friend a few months ago who also has a podcast. And see, I'm already going off on a tangent. I'm already going off. Is this story on my notes to share with you? No, but that's okay, because this is why we're here, right? Are we here for the tangents? Are we here for the information? A little bit of both. I don't know. You be the judge, but I always go off on tangents. But anyway, it's funny because me and her were talking about our podcast and our different podcasts and approaches. And she was telling me, well, my podcast notes. And I'm like, your notes? And she's like, well, yeah, because I write down like what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to say, and the points I'm going to make, and some like things I'm going to share. I'm like, oh, okay. That's probably a smart thing to do. I usually start out with a question. Somebody has a question about fat loss, building muscle, and then I honestly usually just share what I know off the top of my head. Now, sometimes I will be like, oh, I'm talking about this study, so I should have this study in front of me. And maybe I'll share like quotes there. But it was just so funny as she's talking about, well, yeah, you write out the flow of the show and you write out this and that and the main points. I'm like, oh, is that why your show is so much better than mine? It's just a compilation of Lindsay's tangents. So I'm doing it, guys. I have it written down. Is this what it feels like to be like a grown-up, an adult? We do things like this. We have like structure to our lives. We plan things out. This is just not the Lindsay Parker way. I usually just fly by the seat of my pants. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, it is really funny how we live our lives sometimes. So here we go, guys. We are going to be talking today about, I love how I'm like, I'm going to keep this under 10 minutes. And I have already wasted 2.5 minutes on a tangent already. This is going to be fun. This is, but you're here. You're in it. I guess you could leave at any moment, but this is going to be really cool. You don't want to leave because we are going to be talking about the difference between burning fat versus fat loss. What? Now I know some of you are sitting there thinking, wait, it's the same thing, Lindsay. Are we just splitting hairs? No, we're not. In fact, I actually think that this is an important topic. I really do enjoy educating you guys. I want you guys to go into social media world being so educated that you can call BS as soon as you see it. That is really, really important because you have to understand, I'm very picky about who I follow. I try not to spend a ton of time on social media. So to be honest, I don't realize at times, I can be naive to the amount of horrific information that's being peddled by people who have literally millions of followers. And I did kind of get lost in a rabbit hole the other day where I was shocked. Literally shocked by the horrific, bad information that, and this person, their information got like 150,000 likes. Like, we are not educated enough in general on health and fitness to be able to navigate the marketplace of ideas that is TikTok and Instagram and all of that, meaning that anybody who has an idea has a voice. We are just general population, just not educated enough to spot poor information from good information. And I was even following a friend and she posted this podcast by probably one of the worst health, I don't even know what to call him. He peddles the worst health information out there. I mean, it is horrific. And she's like, this is the best podcast ever. Everybody needs to listen to this. And I'm like, no, a piece of my soul is dying. And I never know, like, should I reach out and be like, just so you understand, he cherry picks information in studies, literally quotes parts of studies where the researchers are saying, this is the bad information, this sentence. And he goes, oh, see, this study says this, literally, like, his piece of my soul just dies. So I really want to help educate people so that they can filter through poor information. Now, burning fat, like I said, is not the same as fat loss. And why is this an important topic? Well, because we are inundated with diets saying this diet will burn more fat. That may be true, but does that equal more fat loss? No. This exercise program will, quote unquote, burn more fat. That may be true. But then why are these people coming to me saying, I'm doing all the fat burning, diets, exercise. Why aren't I losing body fat? Because they're actually different. So let's really dive into this, break this down, find out why. So let's start by defining terms. What does fat loss actually mean? Fat loss is the reduction in body fat. Fat burning is something else. Fat burning is the process of dietary fat or stored body fat being used as an energy source in the body. And we're going to break this down even further because I want to make sure that you understand. So let's talk about fat metabolism. So fat is stored in our bodies, in fat cells, in the form of triglycerides. Triglycerides are a glycerol molecule and three fatty acid chains. So they're kind of hooked together. You can think of the glycerol as the backbone and hooking these fatty acid chains together. Step one of the quote unquote fat burning process. Step one is lipolysis. It is the breakdown of the triglyceride. So it's splitting the glycerol backbone from the fatty acid chains. So there are now free fatty acids that are distributed into the bloodstream. Step two is called beta oxidation. This is in the mitochondria, the breakdown of fatty acids to be used as ATP, as energy. This is when they are referring to burning fat. This is the process. Now, step three is just kind of an interesting one. I just kind of want to throw it out there. This is very, very basic. There's a lot of steps going on in between all of this, but these are the basic ones that I feel like you need to understand. Lipolysis is the breakdown of triglycerides that are being stored in the fat cells. Now it goes out to the bloodstream. Then you have beta oxidation that's happening in the mitochondria. And it's breaking down the fatty acids to be used as energy. Now, I just kind of want to throw this in there because I think it's really fun. The byproducts of fat metabolism. How does it leave your body? Have you ever wondered that? How does this actually, okay, so it's used as energy. How does it leave the body? Well, it leaves it in a few ways. As water through your skin when you sweat, and kidneys when you urinate. Okay, so it's actually leaving through sweat and peeing out in the morning when you go to the bathroom and you're peeing. You are releasing the byproducts of fat metabolism. Isn't that so funny? This is how fat leaves the body. It also leaves the body as carbon dioxide, CO2, through your lungs when you breathe. So those are ways that it then, the byproducts leave, right? So now I've gone through burning fat. And you're like, okay, Linz, like I get that. So we're burning body fat from the fat cells. Well, that leads to fat loss. It is a piece of the puzzle, yes. But just because you burn fat does not mean your body will see a reduction of overall body fat. So it's super important to understand that fat storage and fat burning are not static systems in the body. We actually go back and forth between burning fat, storing fat, burning fat, storing fat. You're fluctuating back and forth between fat burning and fat storing all day. Now, how much fat loss we see depends on who wins. Do you get more fat storage or more fat oxidation? Which do we get more of? Think about it this way. I'm a very visual person. Think about it this way. If you had a big bucket and it is full to the very, very top of water, think about that as fat storage. And you're like, well, I want to see this reduced. I want to see the reduction. So I'm going to poke a hole in it in the bottom. And that is kind of that fat metabolism, the burning fat. And it starts seeping out. And you start seeing the reduction in these fat cells, right? You start seeing the water come down. But the problem with that is, like I said, it's not just the body's in a state of constantly burning fat all day. It goes back and forth between storing and using, storing, using. It's the same exact thing as with protein and aminos and turnover, right? So it's the same exact principle. So as this water comes out, you also have water coming in. And if the rate is equal, then the water is going to stay near the top. Nothing will change. If the rate of water coming in is equal to the rate of water going out, then actually nothing will change. So this is that whole energy out. If it's equal to energy coming in, then you are going to maintain. You're going to maintain your weight, your body fat. Now, if we slow down the rate of water coming in and the rate of water going out is higher, then you are going to see the water come down, 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 down. You are going to see fat loss. So at the end of the day, that illustration is showing it still comes down to energy out needs to exceed the amount of energy coming in, aka food coming in. So you can't just sign up for, oh, well, this certain nutrition plan says that I'll burn more fat by eating this way, so I'm just going to eat that way. Well, you still have to be in a calorie deficit. The body still has to, at the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, be in an overall energy deficit. Well, I'm going to sign up for this program because it says it's a fat loss program, or it says it's burning fat. It may, but at the end of the day, it may increase the hole so that the rate of water coming out is faster. But at the end of the day, if you turn the sink up and are eating just as much as is going out, you're not going to lose body fat. So that's why I think that this topic is actually really important, because I really want to drill home this idea that just because a program promises you're going to burn fat doesn't mean you will lose body fat. Just because a diet says, well, you'll burn more fat doing keto because this is what your body is now becoming adapted to, is utilizing and burning more fat. Yes, that is 100% true. But at the end of the day, if you're not in a calorie deficit in this diet approach, then you will not see the fat loss that you want to. Okay, so just because you're fat adapted doesn't mean, it's the same principle as when people say, well, if you do fasted cardio, during that time period, you will burn more body fat. True. But at the end of the day, if the amount of nutrition coming in is matching the amount of calories being burned, it doesn't matter when you do the cardio. It doesn't matter that you are, quote unquote, burning more body fat at that time. At the end of the day, it is still about energy balance. And that's why it is so important to really focus on controlling energy balance, not by what more can I do in the gym? How many hours can I add to cardio this week to burn more? Most of us don't have that time. We just don't. And to be honest, if I have extra time, I don't want to be spending it doing those things. Now, somebody else might, they might really enjoy it. Me personally, if somebody said, hey, Lindsay, here's an extra hour, 2 hours a day, I would be like, I want to sleep. I want to spend time with my family. Like, honestly, that's where my mind goes. I want more sleep and I want more time with my kids or my husband. Like, that's what I want. To connections and sleep. Those are my most important things in my life. So I really hope that this has helped open your eyes. Next time you see somebody promise a fat-burning diet, fat-burning training program, you now know that it doesn't matter how much fat-burning you induce because here's another thing too that we didn't even talk about. Usually the more fat-burning, the more calories you burn throughout the day, for the first few days, your body, as far as hunger, may remain the same. But after a few days, after a week, what happens is your body really does want energy balance. And so it's like, oh, I've noticed that. Your body doesn't care that you want to lose body fat. It just cares about survival and perpetuating our species. That is literally all it cares about. And so if it notices this dip in energy levels, this dip of you are using a ton of quote unquote fat burning, it's going to say, oh, okay, I need to send more hunger to this person, hunger signals, so that we can eat more. They need to eat more. And so then all of a sudden you find that no matter how much you're burning, well, now you're just hungry for more. You're just eating more. So that's how the body kind of, nope, we're going to manage this. We're going to manage energy. And we are grateful for these systems, guys. These are blessings in our lives, actually. The body knows what it's doing. So it really wants to keep energy balanced. This is why I say that the best way to actually manage and drop body fat, lose fat, is going to be by controlling and being more mindful of the energy coming in, the calories coming in. That's actually going to be a much better way, because you can't control the hormone shifts that are going to increase your hunger because the body wants balance, right? So anyways, hopefully this has given you greater insight into, oh, when I see these people saying, well, this will burn more fat. It actually, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you can't control the energy coming in. It just doesn't. So I hope when you see those things, you're like, oh, that doesn't really matter actually at the end of the day, if these other things aren't on point. So that doesn't really apply to me. So this also can be a really good aha moment for you of, oh man, that's why I'm not seeing changes in my body. I had somebody close to me express that the other day. She's like, I go to the gym and I literally kill myself. And I look around at these people, they do one set and then they sit there for 2 minutes, but they look way better than me. And she's like, and in her mind, she's like, I've tried everything. Nothing works for me. My body's broken. No, it's not. It's that you have to learn how to control that energy coming in, because no matter how much energy you expend, no matter how much fat you consume to become fat adapted, no matter how much fasted cardio you do, at the end of the day, if you are not controlling energy coming in, it doesn't mean much. Now, does it help you cardiovascularly? Yeah, awesome. You are going to be so like aerobically fit, and that is cool. That is cool because that helps you be healthier. But if this is about the way you look, well, then you have to control that energy coming in better. Okay. Guys, you guys are awesome. I really appreciate you. If you have made it into, you know, the 22 minutes, good for you. You're awesome. You're my people. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Lifting Lindsay podcast. If you have found that this is useful information, please share it with those that you feel like could really learn from this. Also, if you have any questions, go ahead and shoot me a DM on Instagram. You can follow me at Lifting Lindsay. And if you would like to learn more about nutrition, have access to my courses on fat loss, on maintenance, I'm working on builds. I'm in the middle of working on and halfway through a course that I'm putting up on my Be Strong membership. I'd really encourage you to join that membership, join that community. You can upload form videos. You have access to me through lives, and you also get optimized training programs that help with muscle and strength and help you age well and choose optimal exercises to keep you healthy and strong. I'd love to see you in that community. You guys have a great week.